More shrimp recalled over potential radioactive contamination. A company that already recalled shrimp due to potential radioactive contamination has confirmed that it is expanding the recall to include more shrimp products processed by an Indonesian company. On August 29th, the Food and Drug Administration released an update on its website from California-based Southwind Foods LLC that the company expanded a voluntary recall of frozen shrimp that was distributed between July 17th and August 8th to retailers, distributors, and wholesalers in Alabama, Arizona, California, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, Utah, Virginia, and Washington State. An Epoch Times review of the initial recall notice from Southwind Foods shows that 13 products were being recalled. The August 29th update shows that 14 products, including frozen raw and cooked shrimp, are under recall. The FDA is actively investigating reports of cesium-137 contamination in shipping containers and frozen shrimp products processed by PT Bahri Makmur Sejati of Indonesia. No illnesses have been reported to date, the update said. The company was placed on the FDA's import alert list this past week. Southwind's initial frozen shrimp recall was confirmed on August 21st, but at least two other companies, such as Florida-based Beaver Street Fisheries and Seattle-based Aquastar USA, have recalled shrimp products due to the possible presence of cesium-137, a radioactive isotope. In a notice on August 28th, Aquastar became the latest U.S. company to recall shrimp and confirmed that around 18,000 bags of Kroger Mercado cooked medium-peeled tail-off shrimp were recalled because they may have been prepared, packed, or held under insanitary conditions whereby they may have become contaminated with cesium-137. As with Southwind, the shrimp were processed by PT Bahri Makmur Sejati, the FDA said. Approximately 26,460 cocktail shrimp 6 ounces packages sold under the Walmart Great Value brand were also recalled last month by Aquastar because the products may have been exposed to the radioactive isotope while being processed. It's not clear how the shrimp were possibly exposed to cesium-137, which is produced during nuclear reactions and explosions. PT Bahri Makmur Sejati has not appeared to have issued a public comment on the FDA import alert or notices that its products were recalled. The Epoch Times contacted the company for comment on September 3rd. On its website, the company, which the FDA says does business as BMS Food, says that it has focused on production of aquaculture Pineus vaname in Indonesia, referring to the white-leg shrimp species that is commonly found in the Pacific Ocean. The full list of Southwind's products under recall can be accessed on the FDA's website or viewed below. Last month, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. told a Trump administration cabinet meeting that the FDA is ramping up inspections of shrimp being imported into the United States. "We have now increased FDA inspections of shrimp to make sure that Americans are not eating contaminated shrimp," Kennedy said, adding that "we just stopped a shipment that was contaminated with cesium-137. The primary health effect of concern following longer-term, repeated low-dose exposure is an elevated risk of cancer, resulting from damage to DNA within living cells of the body," the FDA warned in an advisory on potentially radioactive shrimp this past week.